And joining me right now, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, another 4-1 win for your team against this Bulldog team. I can't think of any excuses. You guys just played great from top to bottom today.
Thank you very much, Kelly. I tell you, it feels really, really good. I tell you what, really proud of this team. They came into a pretty doggone hostile environment. You know, we knew all the emotion and everything going on in the game. But more importantly, these are three big points. And, you know, I can't speak enough to the character and leadership of this group. I just thought they battled. Obviously, we got a great performance out of Britt and goal. But, again, our penalty kill was outstanding when they had to be. Blocked a lot of shots, and we capitalized when we had chances.
Well, you mentioned Britt Mowat. She has just looked so solid back there. I know Caitlin Tugas calls her the wall. There were a couple of times where I'm like, how did she see the puck? She was screened down here. She had one that came from the blue line that she must have been screened somehow, but she got her pad out, kicked it out. And when she gets into the zone, she's so fun to watch. And for a coach, you just got to feel pretty good and comfortable knowing that you've got somebody like her back there.
Oh, no question. I mean, we've talked before about the confidence she gives the team, but you know, she's just been playing like that pretty much all year long. You know, you take away the game at Ohio State. I mean, she has given us an opportunity or a chance every time out. And you talk about saves, the save she made here towards the end of the second period when she came out of nowhere to stop somebody right in the high slot. It was just a big-time stop. But she'd be the first to tell you that, you know, her defense are working hard in front of her and people are getting in front of shots. Again, it was a total team effort today to get this W. So that's, you know, hats off to everybody in that locker room.
The goal that Whitney scored, I know, started here at the blue line. I know your team was making a line change. When I asked Caitlin Tugas about it in that first intermission, you know, it's just one of those things where it all came down to that one-on-one battle over here. Cicely Nelson kept it alive. Whit found it off the stick of Anderson, and away she went. And it was fun to see Whitney get a goal like that because she has such speed and such stick handling. You don't get a chance to see her very often in that role, but she looked great out there today.
Well, we were hoping that playing with Steph and Tugi would bring some of that out, and I think you certainly saw that today. I mean, besides the goal, she had some other great plays, and she made, you know, got pucks to the net, and that was a big goal. I mean, you know, you're on the road, and again, we're getting out shot, and we had to kill a penalty, and you know, they certainly had the momentum through that first period, and we're able to score late. I mean, that was huge going into that locker room with a 1-0 lead.
Well, I know, and in past years, this Beaver squad, I've never seen them play all four lines against a team like the Bulldogs, and it was nice to even see, like, Riley Fawcett had a great opportunity there late in the hockey game. Summer Thibodeau looked good on that line with Rachel Kelly. I mean, you were seeing action from all those lines. I mean, Huber even had an opportunity as well, but from top to bottom, I mean, really, your team played probably their best hockey game of the season, I think.
Well, it was, you know, to come in here, you're going to need everybody playing doggone well to beat a good team like Duluth. You know, they're an extremely talented team. We saw that. I mean, they got some players that, you know, I don't know how you pronounce their names because I certainly can't. And you know, they're making plays. But, you know, again, we play our game. You know, we can't worry about what they do. We got to try to do the things that are going to allow us to be successful. And I thought we did a pretty doggone good job of that. I thought particularly in area faceoffs, I thought we did a nice job. You know, I thought we got a little loose in the second period. There was a lot of opportunities they had in the high slot, but I thought we did a much better job in the third of cleaning that up. Again, our power play, it came up big. It was really nice to see Steph get that one late because that was kind of the icing on the cake.
It certainly was. And the second power play goal of the game, I know before the Lindenwood series, your team hadn't scored many power play goals. Special teams, your team is ranked number 4 combined in the nation right now. But getting 2 power play goals against a team like the Bulldogs is crucial. But you go 2 for 5, and then your team kept its heads together to stay out of the penalty box.
We took one late, but you know, we talked about being plus. If we could be plus 1 in the special teams at the end of the game, we felt that would be huge. You know, we were plus 2, so you know, it's certainly a big part of why we won 4-1 today.
Just a great performance all around. Obviously, you know, tomorrow's going to be a new day. You found that out in the first series that the Bulldogs are resilient. What do you need to do to kind of keep that momentum going through tomorrow?
Well, I'll take – if we can have the same performance we had on a Saturday when we were in Bemidji, I'll take that because I thought we actually played better. I thought we took it to Duluth. I thought We had them on our heels a number of times, but Black was outstanding. I mean, it was a 1-0 game until they got an empty netter late. But you know, if you remember that game, mm-hmm. we had a number of opportunities. So we know they're going to be better. I mean, that's a given. They'll have had another day to have their whole team here. You know, yesterday was their first practice with their entire team back. So they're going to be better tomorrow. But again, we have an opportunity. You know, we've jumped them in the standings. We got an opportunity to put a little distance between ourselves and them. So it's obviously a real big game, and we just need to come out here tomorrow. And you know, if we can get an A-plus in effort and attitude again tomorrow, Kelly, then I like our chances.
I like your chances, too. Congratulations, Jim, on a big win here on the road against a hostile environment and team. We'll talk to you tomorrow in the pregame show. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Kelly.